Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Grenzell Strategic Royalties Year-End 2017 Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulty hearing the conference, you may press star then zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussions may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Grenzell's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's management information circular dated April 16th, 2015, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on February 16th, 2018. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Steve Parry, Chief Executive Officer of Grenzell Strategic Royalties. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined today by Don Kirkland, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday afternoon, we released our fourth quarter and year-end 2017 financial results, which can be found on our website at grenzellsrc.com. Before we begin, I'd remind listeners of our quarterly investor presentation, which we post to our website on the financials page, which contains additional useful information about our business and portfolio. It was a strong quarter. Q4 represents the sixth quarter in the past seven that we posted positive free cash flows. Our investments translate into free cash flow from royalties and contract buyouts. As a result, the number one metric on which to judge our performance is cash generation. Since inception, we've deployed just over 70 million dollars in capital, and those investments have generated 44 million in cash returns. Free cash flow was 701,000 dollars for Q4. Royalty and interest payment income was 1.1 million dollars for Q4, and we continue to be disciplined on the cost management side of our business. Our royalty-based alternative capital continues to fill an important gap for small and medium-sized enterprises looking for growth capital without dilution or ceding management control. However, as we build our base of investments, we continue to be flexible in order to optimize returns. Our recent transaction with Innerspirit, in which we accepted equity, is an example of this approach. In select cases where we believe that a royalty plus equity approach can provide a better balance of risk-reward for us than just royalties on their own, we're open to that approach. In these cases, the equity should have a potential to significantly outperform the returns from the royalty. As we deploy capital, we will continue to look for opportunities for royalty as well as royalty plus equity investments, where we can monetize the value we provide beyond just our growth capital to include the experience and expertise that we bring to investees. That includes in the equity marketplace. Our pipeline remains strong. We reviewed more than 185 deals in the quarter. Since our inception, we've amassed a robust database of SME deals that we have reviewed. This proprietary data, involving 93 transactions in 41 companies, allows us to draw a unique insight into the SME market that we believe is unrivaled in this space. It allows us to more readily identify the value for us in each new prospect. It provides an effective method to automate the early stages of screening, to eliminate those opportunities that do not fit our model earlier and faster, which then in turn allows the deal team to focus on the higher quality opportunities for our model. It also informs our ability to structure deals for success on terms that work for both sides. We deployed approximately 1.8 million dollars since the end of Q3 in two investments, Boardwalktech and Solar Brokers, plus a follow-on investment in Frequence. Boardwalktech is a unique opportunity in the blockchain market. It has already commercialized enterprise-level technology solutions within a brand name customer base. Its patented digital ledger technology allows for multi-party collaboration and verification on a trusted, shared, secured, and private information cloud. Their data management platform, which has been around now for about 12 years, allows rapid blockchain application development on any platform or user interface supporting both on and off-chain smart contract business logic and blockchain data. We're very excited to be involved in that opportunity. Our more recent investment, Solar Brokers, is one of Canada's largest solar sales organizations. The company has brokered more than 30 megawatts of solar capacity sales to homeowners in Ontario since 2012. Its sales channels include online and premium retail partners. Solar Brokers is redefining how Canadian consumers adopt residential solar. As solar panel costs and technology improvements continue, the efficiency of solar in Ontario continues to gain traction, which is positive for the company. As of February 15, 2018, we have approximately $6.5 million in available capital, and our existing pipeline is more than sufficient for that level of liquidity. We will remain vigilant as we should select the best opportunities for our next round of investments, as we pursue opportunities for consistent, sustainable royalties, in select cases equity, as well as an ever-present eye towards contract bio candidates. With that, I'll turn it over to Donica to review the financial results.
Thank you, Steve. Royalty payment and interest income was $1.1 million and $4.7 million in Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to $1.6 million and $8.3 million in the same periods in 2016. The change in the quarterly period was due to $190,000 of royalty payment income recognized in Q4 2016 for four investees, where for Q4 2017, no income has been recognized as royalties have not been paid for at least 3 months, and $330,000 of income recognized on the Aquam investment during Q4 2016 that was bought out in April 2017, and as a result, no income from this investee was recognized in Q4 2017. Revenues were negative $2.9 million and negative $9.6 million in Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to negative $5.6 million and negative $7.9 million in the same periods in 2016. Revenues in the quarterly period were negatively impacted by net non-cash items of $3.9 million. This non-cash amount relates to $3.4 million on unrealized loss from the change in fair value of royalty agreements acquired and promissory notes receivable, and $730,000 for an unrealized loss in the change of the fair value of the shares held in Lattice. These impacts were partially offset by $94,000 of unrealized foreign exchange gain. Total operating expenses were $1.2 million and $4 million in Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to $1 million and $4.6 million for the same periods in 2016. The change in the quarterly period is due to an increase of $198,000 in withholding tax expense, partially offset by $30,000 in lower staffing costs, which reflect management's initiatives to reduce costs. Salaries, benefits, and other staffing costs were $327,000 and $1.3 million for Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to $370,000 and $2.2 million for the same periods in 2016. The improvement in the quarterly period reflects the impact of voluntary and temporary management salary reductions in 2017, as well as two fewer employees during 2017. We estimate operating expenses to run between $2.4 million and $3 million on an annual basis in 2018. During the first quarter of 2018, a one-time termination provision will impact our operating expense line. Excluding this non-recurring item, we expect expenses to be in line with our expectation for the quarter. The provision is such that we are not adjusting the range of our expense run rate for 2018. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $65,000 and $4.2 million in Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to $699,000 and $4.2 million in the same periods in 2016. The change in the quarterly period is primarily due to the decrease in royalty payment income and the higher withholding tax expense, each of which I referenced earlier. Free cash flow was $701,000 and $4.4 million in Q4 and fiscal 2017, respectively, compared to a negative $170,000 and a negative $268,000 in the same periods in 2016. The improvement in the quarterly period was due to $427,000 of income tax recoverable and $252,000 of prepaid royalty payments and interest income in Q4 2017. Free cash flow is generated by royalties and contract buyouts, and $11 million cash was returned to us during fiscal 2017 compared to $4.7 million during fiscal 2016. As of February 15, 2018, we believe royalty payment income and interest income for the month of January will be approximately $350,000, and adjusted EBITDA, excluding the one-time termination provision I mentioned earlier, will be approximately $100,000. As of December 31, 2017, the loans and royalty agreements acquired were $69.1 million, an increase from $64 million at the end of 2016. Working capital was $8.3 million. Our cash position was $7.5 million, and as of today, it is $6.5 million. I will now turn it back over to Steve for his closing thoughts.
Thanks, Danica. The royalty investment model we designed for Grenville is really quite simple. It's a cash-on-cash business, and management is quite proud of our track record of positive free cash flow over the past 2 years. We think that's quite an accomplishment. We've invested just over $70 million since inception and delivered $44 million in cash returns, including more than $18 million in aggregate proceeds from contract buyouts. We've made 91 investments across 41 portfolio companies, generating a highly valuable database and knowledge base of what works in the royalty marketplace. The positive free cash flows from our royalty streams and the opportunities for additional contract buyouts within the portfolio, which we believe will occur periodically, provide a strong operating base for the business and an excellent platform for future investment growth. We have more than $6.5 million in capital available to deploy in new investments. Our pipeline is strong and consists of higher quality opportunities by virtue of the work we've put into developing that database and information sources over the past year. As we continue to evolve, the refinements we have made in our approach, like adding an equity component in select cases where we believe equity can significantly outperform a royalty alone, or the changes we made in 2016 to our investment strategy and our cost structure are all designed to optimize those returns. I would like to thank our shareholders for their commitment and patience. The changes we have implemented have positioned us to optimize returns and reduce our fixed overhead. We are committed to earning your continued trust and support as we execute our growth strategy. At this time, we'd now like to take your questions. Operator?
Certainly. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Peter Clark. Your line is open.
Hi. My major concern is that every quarter there are a large number of, or a significant number of, write-offs or write-downs. And last quarter, I think there were seven. This quarter, I think there are four. And there were in previous quarters. My concern is that any profits that the company is making is simply going to be written off and create losses with companies that are not performing, either completely written off or partially written off.
Thanks for the question, and I think this is one that's important to spend some time talking about. We had a couple of emails overnight, people asking for some guidance here. Really important to note the fact that the free cash flow of the business and the fair value of the portfolio don't correlate. If you look back many quarters in our financial records, that information is available on our presentation online. And there's really a reason for it. Most of the write-downs that you see occur in the non-performing part of the portfolio, where we are basically watching how a company evolves that is not participating in those free cash flows. There are also a number of specific cases that are part of that fair value change. One is obviously the value of publicly held shares like Lattice. Those simply are marked to market, so you have an effect there. There are also specific cases in individual companies where simply the way the contract is written sometimes creates an effect that results in a fair value change. An interesting example of that would be a company where you have knowledge or guidance on a potential buyout in the short term that then decides not to buy out and does so at a later date. The mathematics of that simply mean that the return looks less, and therefore you have a fair value change, while in fact the cash on cash value goes up because you get a royalty for longer. So this is an important part to understand about this concept that this is a free cash flow generating business. Having said that, obviously you can't continue to have fair value changes that are negative every month. Part of what you see us talking about in this quarter is investments that now have potential for some equity component. And the idea behind doing that is to provide other ways to monetize to create value for the shareholder that will offset losses in certain cases. Sometimes that is a defensive methodology like Lattice, where they simply were in a position where they needed to have improvements on their balance sheet. Other times we do this on the basis that there's an exciting opportunity, and the recent InnerSpirit conversion is one of those. So those are pieces of the puzzle that we believe over time will have significant impact, positive impact, on the fair value and therefore changes to that going forward.
And Peter, I would like to add as well, it's Donica here, is that when you say there were seven investments written down, they weren't all new investments. They had most of them, six of them had been previously written down. In our methodology, the fair value, we don't go from having a fair value and then writing it down to zero. So just because we wrote down seven investments in the period, it wasn't seven new investments, and most of them had previously been written down.
And my concern is that if this keeps happening, we're never going to have a real profitable company, because the write-downs will simply overbalance the profits and the revenues that the company has.
Certainly over time, you have to see that change reverse, and we're very confident that in fact will occur. Again, we're not going to make promises about individual quarterly results, but our belief is that we are fairly valuing the portfolio and that we are quite optimistic about the potential for improvement going forward.
It is my concern, and I want to thank you for answering the question.
Yeah. So it's an important question. Thanks for asking
it. Thank you as well.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to the presenters.
Thanks very much, operator, and thank you all for attending. I do want to close by saying we are quite optimistic about the future of this company. We do think that the fact that we've been able to generate free cash flows consistently over the last 2 years is a really important metric. It says this model works. I think relative to Peter's question about fair value moving forward, obviously we have to see that turn around and go the other direction, but we're confident that's going to happen, and we're quite confident that our business model is working, and that with the addition of other forms of structure that you've heard about today, we're very confident that we're going in the right direction and that we have very strong prospects going forward. Thanks so much.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.